Chapter 5. This kind of thorough, disestablishing destruction can be found across every city and nearly every town of significant size. Only a few hinterland villages seemed to escape the bombardments and ground assaults, but according to your sampler probes, they didn't escape the chemical and biological weapons. Toxic residual readings for most rural settlements are similar to those found in urban zones. Sitting in the passenger recess, Brock paused in her recitation from the data pane projected before her, made a few notes on an archaic leafed paper pad balanced on her knee, then nodded.
"Is there more?" said the drone, Rensik Estimil.
"Yes, indeed, sir. Your clever probes have uncovered a rough timeline of planet-side events from analysis of the various macro-weapon residues," Brock said. "Incorporating data results from organic remains, it appears that the initial attack on this Nadisha 2 took place over a century ago, a devastating nuclear bombardment of all main cities. Over the following decades, there was a series of lesser conflicts centered on the ruins of the cities and the towns scattered all across the largest continent."
"How many of these lesser conflicts have there been?" said Rensik.
"This is where the conclusions get hazy. Your smart probes can only offer an estimate ranging between 150 and 280. They say that most of these battles took place repeatedly in the same locations, such that the destruction of one conflict could partially obliterate the evidence from a previous one. May I ask if you're displeased with my performance, sir?"
"Why do you ask, Lieutenant Commander?"
"Since our arrival in system, you've been nestled in your niche, and your responses to me have been somewhat terse."
"If I was unhappy with your abilities, you would know about it. Trust me. Don't worry. I am listening to every word you say and devoting all necessary attention to their consideration."
Which came to roughly 4.8% of his core processing power. The rest of his attention was intertwined with his ship's construct-designed sensor arrays, overseeing the streams of incoming raw data, directing or modifying the analytic subcognitives, and, piece by piece, assembling a story that explained what happened to Nadisha 2, or whatever name this ravaged world once bore.
"I see, sir.
Shall I continue?"
"Please do."
"Good. Because this is the interesting bit." She then went on to tell him that the probes had found skeletal remains from a number of species, at least 9, perhaps as many as 15, clustered around the battle sites, which he had already figured out. This poisonous, irradiated world had clearly been used as an arena for savage, staged clashes between opposing armies. But, according to the construct's archived abstract, the Great Harbour had last been sighted 2.5 centuries ago in one of the galaxy's minor peripheral stellar clusters, where, true to form, it left a trail of havoc and destruction, which implied that there had been another stopping-off point prior to its arrival here. As Brock continued her recitation of the probe's findings, the drone Rensik deepened its focus on the data flowing in from the sensors. Immense structured forces had been deployed in the second tier of hyperspace, and vestiges, impressions almost, still remained, fading but perceptible. That was where this world had been parked, its vectors matched with the real Nadisha 2 until the time came for the in-orbit substitution. And after that... The analysis results at this point were reduced to a thin skein of conjecture stretched across too few verifiable event pivots. The sensors were still gathering data, though, and, luckily, a further scatter of coherent additionals gave the picture more clarity. After the planetary switch around, a cluster of drive emissions had then moved away a few tier hours, the hyperspace equivalent of light years, before splitting, a single, dense emission trail continuing along the initial course, while a group of lesser trails veered off in another direction. This told Rensik a number of things. That the hijacked Nadisha 2 was on its way to a rendezvous with the Great Harbour, and that the rest of the planet Jacka flotilla was heading for its next target. which implied that a second toxic, war-burnt world was also in transit to the same destination. Uncovering the second course was something of a relief. The drone had already requested trans-tier scan records from the nearest Construct Overwatch station down on Tier 18 to track down non-standard drive activity in this area. It would be humiliating to have to send another begging message. A 38-character alphabet and a fondness for adorning all their important civil buildings with quotes and sayings. All the important structures were pounded to rubble, of course, but the probe still managed to extrapolate a few things, including what they looked like. A 3D image popped up. The original Nadishans had been bipedal, with squat physiques and a distinctly Saurian appearance. They reminded Rensik of the Jigiska, an offshoot of the Kiskashin.
"Excellent work," the drone said.
"Thank you, sir, but all I did was present the summary."
"I know, but I'd rather have you in a positive frame of mind, given the nature of what we're seeing."
The human paused, but only for a second.
"Sir, I would describe my frame of mind as resolute. Those responsible for this should be held accountable."
"History is full of murderers who should have been punished, Brock. Our job, just to refresh your memory, is to track down the Great Harbour, find out what level of threat they present or intend, and spike their guns. So, I'm sure that you'll be pleased to know that the ship's sensors have uncovered the course they took away from the Nadisha system. We'll be ready to depart as soon as the last probes are aboard."
"That's good news, sir. Is there time for me to finish the finding summary?"
"Ah, you have numbers."
"Yes, sir. Population estimate for the original inhabitants comes in at 1.4 billion, plus or minus 150 million. The estimate for total subsequent combat deaths is much more problematic, between 5 and 15 million, the probes reckon. In effect, the entire planet is a graveyard."
The drone, Rensik Estimil, did not have to remind itself of Brock's Tigran background. While hidden from Earth's authorities for over a century, Tigra's human settlers had carried out massacres of the low-tech sentient natives. After the Darien War, when Tigran history came to light, the Tigran leadership had instituted an office for remorse and contrition to demonstrate their stricken collective conscience. However, some Tigrans emigrated, claiming that official declarations of regret were insincere, and among them were Brock's parents.
"And here you are, carrying the burden of their remorse with your own thoughts finely attuned to any evidence of injustice and malice, even as we head towards a virulent nexus of it. I can only assume that the Construct knew what it was doing when it chose you for this mission."
"You haven't mentioned where this course might lead, sir," Brock said. "Will we end up at the Great Harbour?"
"It's more likely that we'll find another planet like this one, Lieutenant Commander."
She nodded, glancing at a nearby data pane.
"All probes now aboard, sir."
And with that, the Construct ship broke orbit from the brutalized, contaminated world and sped off into clear space before making the jump to hyperspace.